A True Story, written by you. I Felt the Holy Ghost, by Yichen, age 6, Taiwan. I often ask my parents what it means to feel the Holy Ghost. I had heard them talk about it, but I was not sure what the feeling was like. Mom told me it was a very good feeling, but I still wasn't sure what that meant. One morning, my one-year-old brother was running around and accidentally hit his head on a heater. He had a big cut on his head. He cried, and he was bleeding. I was very scared and worried. My mom took care of the cut and put a bandage on it. Then she took me to school. At school, I was still scared and worried about my brother. Then I remembered that I could pray. I went into the bathroom and sincerely prayed to Heavenly Father and asked Him to bless my brother. After the prayer, I was no longer scared. I felt a very peaceful feeling, and I went back to my classroom. On the way home that day, I told my mother what had happened. She joyfully told me that the warm, peaceful feeling I had was the Holy Ghost comforting me. She said that usually the Holy Ghost does not talk to us like other people talk to us. Instead, He gives us a peaceful feeling. After that, I noticed other times when I felt the Holy Ghost. When my dad gave my mom a blessing, I closed my eyes and tried to be very reverent. Then I felt that warm feeling again. I know that in order to feel the Holy Ghost more easily, we need to be reverent.
We want to hear from you. Has something happened to you that you'd like to tell about? We're looking for true, written-by-you experiences from kids around the world. Write what happened in your own words and from your own perspective. It can be 150 to 300 words long. Send us the form on page 48, along with your photo and a parent's permission.
End of the section, A True Story, written by you. Read by Charlene Stewart.